The game starts out, and you're like, I don't know how we got in this fucked up situation. Boo-da-boo!
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say. I was like...
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield like a shame for this place!
Dashboard the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I've had the preview dashboard for what, like a month now?
You
or
have
more?
You have, yes.
Did you notice they took out all the gesture controls?
Like, no.
Not, they took all that shit out?
Oh, did they? I didn't notice that at all.
They left all the voice commands in there. All the gesture controls are gone. So I do not accidentally pause my movie when I scratch my ass anymore. Good time.
Like, what's going on in this movie? Boom. But Haas, guess what?
Yeah.
It's time for the New Destruct podcast.
Woo.
And with that little bit of
it's our Black Friday extravaganza!
That's exactly what it is. It is our Black Friday.
Friday! You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge!
You'll only need the edge.
750 horsepower of fire-breathing muscle!
I always picture those, like, those commercials, like just getting faster and faster sequentially. You'll only need the edge!
Like,
But that's right, it's our Black Friday episode. We're not talking about a game today. We're talking about all the crazy, crazy savings deals you're going to be getting.
We're going to tangentially talk about games.
Well,
just
sure,
because a lot of the games that we picked up that are really good deals, you know, they might be games that your loved ones may want, or you may be somebody who is getting a next-gen console.
Yes.
For the first time here, and there's probably a lot of stuff that you missed out on, games that were available on last gen consoles, but you were like, maybe I'll wait to play that so I can get the good one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So yeah, we picked out a lot of good stuff. Yeah. But first,
yes, first let's talk about
before we start talking about deals. There was a big story that came out last week from Kotaku. Stephen Totilo put up a big article last week that basically said that Kotaku is kind of reaping what they sowed. For about the last 12 to 18 months, they have been effectively blacklisted by both Bethesda and Ubisoft.
Interesting.
They are not allowed at any of their events. They're not invited.
Wow.
They do not get any pre-release copies of any games. They do not get any press releases. They do not get any collateral, trailers, none of that stuff for them to post. Nothing.
Wow.
They get nothing.
That's two big companies, too.
Yeah, and it's tied directly to the fact that if you remember around this time last year, right after Assassin's Creed Unity came out and was such a mess, granted, Kotaku was, like, jacking off to that story and how fucked up that game was and everything.
Sure.
But to top that off, they had actually found out about Assassin's Creed Syndicate when it was called Liberty?
Liberty, I believe, yes.
Is what it was called at that time, and basically dumped all the story details and a bunch of assets on the game that somebody had leaked to them on their website as a story.
Wow.
And it was everything about the game, the fact that there were two protagonists, when it was, what happens in the game.
Wow.
Tons of details.
Yeah.
And that is where they crossed a line with Ubisoft. They also crossed a line with Bethesda, because if you remember, about 18 months ago was when they dropped that Fallout 4 story that had setting, story, setup, assets, art, all sorts of shit.
And Bethesda basically came out and was like, Boston? What? No.
Never been there.
Never been there. I don't know what that's about. Yeah, I do remember that.
Boston? Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. What, is that a town? Is that a city in the United States?
It's like those, like, fucking anti-drug ads where it's like meth? Not even once.
Not even once.
Boston? Not even once. But yeah, so, like, those companies just said, you know what? If you're going to act like a fucking sleazy fucking tabloid, we're going to fucking treat you like one.
I agree.
And cut them off.
Yeah.
And
it's here's the thing, like, Kotaku's the least amount of it, like, of that ilk, but you just have to remember this comes from the group of Gawker, They are the video. They are the Gawker video game. You know, byline, whatever arm. It is. The yeah, the arm of
subsidiary
of Gawker. The Jezebel. This then you know they are. There's some sleazy business going on in there.
You know who's not sleazy?
Who's that?
Jalopnik.
That's true.
Because all they do is talk about cars and like, you know what's badass? Cars.
Cars. Cars are pretty badass.
You know what I like? Cars.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. Like with car news, it's such like a prideful niche thing. Like you don't have to be sleazy to be, you know, and if you are good at that, you can talk about it, and the people who like it are like, good on you.
Well,
you
don't have to be sleazy. And if you're an auto manufacturer and somebody starts leaking details about your car and the internet gets in a huge fucking tizzy about how badass that will be, that's free money.
Yeah, right? Right? Yeah, exactly.
Like, nobody's going to leak details about a fucking Fiat. Nobody gives a shit.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, they're going to be like, care, dude, yeah. Did you hear about this new car that they got coming out?
Did you hear about that? Like, the only thing that's, like, leaked that could, like, damage you is, like, safety issues that, like, maybe you knew about and didn't do anything about. Guess what? That's the company's fault. That's not the reporter's fault.
Yeah, that's like that whole Volkswagen situation.
Yes.
Where,
oh my God.
Where they're probably about to get bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what
they lowered the standard.
Well,
on
you know
all
what
their,
California's going to make them do, right?
No.
The rumor has it is that there will be fines on top of this.
Right.
But for all like 3 million cars that they sold in the state of California that violated that, and that's only one of the states where they violated emissions laws.
Right.
They're going to have to pay the gas guzzler tax
yeah.
for every... And that's $3,000 for millions of cars.
Yeah. It essentially will break.
I don't think you're going to have any money.
No. No. They're essentially going to be bankrupt after that.
And rumor has it Fiat is already looking at them going like, all right, you want to...
Yeah.
Want to join up?
You want to join up? And
because,
not,
I mean, ever
die?
Since that purchase that they made of Dodge...
Yeah,
I mean, they've become like a fucking silent powerhouse.
Yeah.
And if you start adding Volkswagen on there,
yeah.
and all of the big brands that Volkswagen owns,
right.
dude.
I say bring back the classic Bug. That's what I say. Bring back the classic VW Bug, and I'll be happy. So.
Yeah, the new one's close enough.
Yeah.
It's like half Porsche, half
I just like Volkswagen. That, I just like that dinky old fucking car. I don't know what it is.
You sat in one of those?
What? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The weird thing that, like... It's kind of like the whole, like, I sat in a 70 Challenger fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the new Challenger, which I own.
Right.
And you're like, oh, it's like the same car. You sit them side by side, the new car is way bigger.
Right.
Way bigger.
Yeah.
Because, well, people got bigger.
People got bigger, yeah.
And
yeah.
they had to start making all the doors way bigger to have all the side impact airbags and everything. So the yeah. cars just got, for lack of a better phrase, fat.
Yeah.
And sitting in one of those old cars, you're like, the door is like 3 inches wide at most. And you're like, if I get hit by anything in this, I'm pretty sure I'm going to die.
It's funny.
And they feel incredibly small on the inside. Except for the headroom, the Bug always had headroom.
Yeah, always.
Because it had that bubble top.
The bubble top, yeah. But anyway,
but yeah, I mean, that's all I have really to say on the Kotaku thing is that like they are not the first
right
company to be blacklisted,
right? Yeah, not by any long shot. Yeah,
if you start working in the good graces again,
yeah,
you get pulled back in,
right?
I know for a fact that GameSpot was, I believe it was Konami back in the day, wouldn't send them shit. They were like, no, fuck you.
Yeah, and now. You know, now Konami don't care.
Now Konami just says fuck you to everybody.
Konami's new logo was unveiled today. It's a giant middle finger
it's
pointed
just
outward.
Just a guy holding his middle fingers in the air going, ah!
The logo screams. It
yes.
actually screams in every iteration. But yeah.
Here they're going to patch that into MGS5
yeah.
where it's like forward operating base. Ah!
That's the last bit of news we got. I actually do think we both have at least one game to talk about of what we've been playing.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I do. I finished Undertale. I finished it under a pacifist run, and it was awesome. So,
awesome.
Yeah, pacifist run's like kind of like the complete run of it, so... You know, the whole thing is that you don't have to fight anybody.
It's only about, like, 6 hours, right?
Only about 6 hours. It's not long. It is not a long game. But it is super fun. Yeah. I don't want to spoil anything about it. Just go play that game. If you like Earthbound, if you like wacky, stupid humor, you know, just, like, that kind of Earthboundy humor where it's like, oh, why are these pickles fuzzy? That sort of thing. It's all over the place. So, you know, there was a little bit of, like... overused, like, kind of meme-y humor type stuff in it that I was kind of like, alright, I cannot deal with this, but that's all, like, choice anyway. You don't have to stick around in these towns or whatever, you can continue on. So, You know. But yeah, it was a good game. I enjoyed it. Lots of good characters.
I can't wait to play it.
Yes.
It's on my incredibly short list.
Awesome. Sweet. What'd you play, Hoss?
All right, well, I'm going to preface this a little bit by saying that I haven't been playing very much lately.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 10K run coming up on Thursday.
Yeah.
That I have been training for.
Yeah.
I know this isn't the Video Destruct Fitness cast, but I've been trying to cut more and more weight and get my times faster and faster.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a video game in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
you spent 24 hours playing video games recently, so...
Yeah. After doing that, I had a really hard time, like... focusing on a game, but I went out last week and got myself a copy of Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
And played, I would say, roughly 5 or 6 hours of it mm-hmm. over the course of the last week or so.
Right.
I like that game.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic looking game.
Mm-hmm.
It's one... Crysis always did something really well. You would end up, like, you would have an indoor level, and then you would burst out into, like, just this sun-drenched area.
Right.
And, like, you know, you'd have those god rays poking at you, and you're like, oh, this looks so cool. Well, I did watch Nate play Fallout for about 2 hours.
Yeah. I watched a friend of mine play Fallout for about the same amount of time as well.
That game looks like a game I'll have fun with around Christmas time.
Yep.
It looks kind of fucked up in a way that those games are always fucked up. And if you're somebody who, like me at this point, I have a problem with the way that their games are fucked up.
Right.
Like, I feel like we should have gotten beyond this. I feel like there are enough games that are open world that are not necessarily as weirdly specific in ways that theirs are.
Mm-hmm.
But that are weirdly specific in other ways.
Right.
That... come off fairly flawlessly.
Yeah.
At a certain point, I would enjoy it if they maybe pulled their vision back just a little bit
mm-hmm.
and focused on concise execution.
Right.
There are just enough things in that game that you look at that and go, like, fuck, man, I gotta reload. And then not only when I reload, I have to fucking go through two more goddamn load times to get through these two fucking doors to get back to the place that I was to do this fucking thing again.
Right.
And it just... and it's not the end of the world or anything, but there's enough scripting issues in those games. It's like, come on, guys.
Right, yeah. Speed this up. Right?
like, look at The Witcher.
Yeah. Yeah.
One perfect.
Yeah.
Look at Dragon Age Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of errors and out-and-out blatant glitches and scripting busting that happens in those games is significantly less.
Yeah.
You know, like, one of the first bosses, like, at the very beginning of the game is you have to fight a Deathclaw in your power armor.
Right.
And Nate said, like, we walked by the corpse of the Deathclaw, and he's like, yeah, this is, like, the opening level, and I didn't have to fight this guy. It played the music for a second, and then I just walked up and he was dead. And that was it.
That's funny, because when I was watching Brian play it, my buddy Brian was playing it, and there was a guy he couldn't kill. He kept shooting him, and he wasn't, like, his, you know, he was dead, but he was still up shooting at him, and then, like, oddly enough, he, like, left the area, or, like, he left... you know, he tried to get away from him, and then came back, and he just fell over dead.
Great.
After that. It was just
nailed,
like,
it.
Okay, interesting. That's fun. So, yeah, you know, it's just like, buggy glitchiness, you know, sandbox games, it happens. I don't know, you know.
It happens, but I don't know. I feel like them with how many, I think it was like 27 million copies they sold out of Skyrim.
Sure.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and... after Skyrim, he took 4 goddamn years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you're a company who's pumping these things out every 12 months, and it's like, sorry, there's a Madden glitch this year. We did our best. We had 10 months.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
You're like, if there's something fucked up about Madden, I almost feel bad for them. I'm like, you know, you guys tried. You did.
But yeah, when you're 4 years in development, like, you kind of, anything that's kind of, you know, you can't expect everything to be perfect, but it's like...
and that map is kind of small.
Yeah.
I mean, I
don't have anything to compare it to.
There's more stuff per square mile in that game.
Yeah.
Granted, we didn't see everything or anything.
Sure.
But it felt kind of small.
Yeah. Just, we're like small in the in the vibe that there wasn't much around, or just, like...
There wasn't much around. There can't be that many people on screen at a time, so the world doesn't feel that alive anymore. Now, I know it's a post-apocalypse and everything, but hey, if I go to Diamond City, which is built in Fenway Park, I feel like there should be, like, many, like, multiple stories in here, that there should be a lot of people, hustle and bustle, and you walk in, it's like, here's 10 shacks and 4 guys. Great.
But what 10 shacks they are, Dan.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
Look at the shimmer off of those, off of that side paneling. That looks great. Mm, those 10 shacks.
Aluminum siding.
Those 10 shacks. Mwah.
But all right, let's get back to the game that I actually played.
Yes. Yes, let's.
Rise of the Tomb Raider is pretty fucking awesome.
Awesome.
As many people who watched our live stream, and have we podcasted since the stream? We did once,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, we talked that, we mentioned that I played through all of Tomb Raider with you.
Yes.
The definitive edition.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly apparent when you turn this thing on that this is not up-resed, that this is 1080 and this is 60 frames.
Right.
Game looks great.
Right.
It's shockingly good looking in a lot of ways.
Are they going to down res it for past consoles at all? Or
it's on 360.
Oh, it's on 360. Oh, okay,
so it's out
and out with
and don't look bad.
Okay,
right, but yeah, on the Xbox One is where I play. I've just watched video of it being played on the 360.
Okay,
surprisingly solid on the old consoles because it still runs on the old tech.
Sure,
they're just running this off of the PC engine,
right?
You know, that modified version of the engine that they made the PC version on that looked so good.
Yeah, with the hair. Hair engine.
This does not use Tress Effects.
They love the Tress Effects.
That is an NVIDIA PC-only feature. So if you get off on good hair...
They bolstered those Tress Effects, man.
It looks great!
It does, but I mean, it was just funny that like they were just like, look at the hair! It's so good!
Well, there's only so much you can do with texture quality to a certain point where you're like, fuck it, hair!
But yeah, but no,
but yeah, it looks good. Great.
Plays the same, I would imagine. Like
largely. Well, it plays the same in the moment to moment shoot dudes kind of action. This game is paced much better. There are moments at the beginning where you have your, and I didn't realize it until I played all of Tomb Raider from 2013 in one sitting.
Yeah,
that game is all. Here's a conflict, exploding village. Here's a conflict, exploding village. Here's a conflict, exploding village.
Yeah.
And occasionally you'll have like a small hub area where there's a couple of side things to do.
Yeah.
In this, it's like, yo, here's a big hub area.
Right.
With side quests.
That's awesome. That's
like actual side quest chains and tons of tombs.
That's what I love because that's the points of the first game that I enjoyed were the smaller areas where you only had like smaller conflicts that you had to deal with. When you're just like mowing down dudes, you know, Nathan Drake style, it just got kind of overwhelming for me. And,
there's a bit of that in
I'm
this
sure
one.
I'm sure there is,
But it's less Nathan Drake. Drop you in an environment. Here's 50 dudes.
You're on a boat. Here comes 50 pirates.
Great.
Enjoy.
That was the moment when I turned off Uncharted 3. I was like, you know what?
All right.
Done with this.
We're done here.
I've done enough of that. You know what?
I like you, Sully, but goddamn it, I'm not going to kill Billy.
Oh, I do like Sully.
Sully's awesome, dude. But yeah.
I want Sully to be my fun uncle.
Why don't they just put Sully in the Tomb Raider game? That'd be okay.
That'd be all right.
That'd be all right, yeah.
You know what? I'll settle for a Sully-ish character.
Yeah, Sully-ish character. Yeah, yeah. That'd be all right.
But yeah, I played quite a few, you know, missions of that. A lot of the side stuff's really fun. Mm-hmm. A lot of the side stuff is where you get all your weapon upgrades and custom stuff. Like, you know, I finally got, like, the semi-auto pistol, and I've got a compound bow now.
Nice.
I mean, in this one, you start off with, like, she grabs a branch and ties fucking string on it makes a bow.
That's awesome.
And that's how that game starts.
That's good.
And now at this point, I've got this crazy compound bow and, nice. You know, like, you start getting all kinds of, you know, poison arrows and flaming arrows and a lot more variety to the arrow types in this one.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed this when I was playing it. If given the opportunity, I'm going to use that fucking bow.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people lean on the guns more.
Nah,
I'm a bow guy.
Yeah.
Whenever possible, I want to take out everybody with the bow and then just kind of fucking pimp strut the way out.
I mean, the game kind of encouraged you to do that because at every single action point, they would load you up with bows. They wouldn't do that with... You'd have to search for ammo, but it would be like literally every other point that you crouch to, there's a freaking bow stack right there. So You know, I was like, yeah.
There's still a plentiful amount of arrows in this game.
Yeah.
But this game actually focuses on crafting.
Yeah.
You make arrows now. You also make bullets. You make all sorts of shit.
Oh, wow.
So you're, in addition to the stuff that you would collect before, you're now collecting, you know, wood from trees to build fires, to start campfires. Right. But you're also collecting, like, specific leaves to make poisons. Hmm. You're collecting just almost everything in this game can be collected.
Right.
And, you know, take that. There's no fucking fucking encumbrance, so there you go.
No fucking encumbrance? Like what?
Like Fallout.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Although there is a limited amount of stuff that you can actually carry.
But yeah.
Whatever. Sure. I like the game a lot. It looks fantastic. It plays super good. There are many, many moments in that game where you just stop for a second and just pan the camera slowly and go like, yeah,
this looks good.
Look
at those shacks.
Diverse environments, much more so than the previous game. It's a little bit more of a globe-trotting adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start off in the Middle East, then you go to Siberia, and it does the thing that every game does now, which I find pretty funny. And this thing is with all the allusions that we make and out-and-out references that we made to Uncharted.
Yeah.
This game is Uncharted 2.
Right.
Like, here's why.
Okay.
Because this game does one of those, the game starts out and you're like, I don't know how we got in this fucked up situation.
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say. I was like, do you start off climbing a big collapsed train, like, at the beginning?
No, but you're in an icy area, and everything's going to shit.
Right, it's that, I'm sure it's that icy area they showed, at, like, on the demo and everything.
That is the beginning of that game.
Okay,
but there are totally moments in that game where it's like, man, I don't know if she's going to get out of this one, and then it flashes back in time.
Oh, man.
I fucking laugh every time I see that, because it's exactly like Uncharted.
Right, yeah.
It's exactly like Uncharted 2.
If there's anything, I mean, you know, like...
Although, she did get wounded.
Yeah.
She was not shot.
Okay.
But she did get wounded.
She gets wounded all the time. Like, I think every cutscene, she gets beat up in some manner.
There's not quite as many, like, weird, like, snuff filmy kind of death scenes in this one.
I mean, that happened a lot in that first one. Like, yeah.
There's one bad one where if you accidentally fall into a spike pit, she gets it right through the face.
Yeah, see, God.
And it's like a side view of the face?
Like, it's just too much. Like, they would do that in the original, like, games. They would have, like, you get eaten by the T-Rex, or, like, you fall into the water. There's a different death scene for it. And it's like, I get it. You want to be able to, like, because that's, like, oh, PC, you know, oh, your computer has lots of different, you know, things to it, but I don't know. Yeah, it just got too, like, when you're able to, like signify gore to such a detailed review, and you just keep that camera on it for that shock value.
We're just going
to
linger on this for
a bit. We're just going to linger on this, on this dead woman here for a little while, won't you?
Yes.
Oh, sexy. Oh, pan around this dead woman. Like, good lord, stop it.
There's really nice effects all over that game. I don't really want to dwell on the graphics too much. I mean, but I mean, it's one of Microsoft's biggest games this year. You know, I kind of wish Sony had more of those.
or any of them.
But you know what you get when something is built as a console exclusive is that you get, like, really nice touches that you tend to not get in multi-platform games.
Sure.
Where they focused on one platform with this. I mean, like, when you're out in the snowy areas, your jacket will be consistently getting covered with snow.
Oh, cool.
And then as you step inside, you'll see it slowly melt off.
Oh.
Which, it's just a nice little touch.
Yeah, little touches like that. Man.
It's a clean-looking game. It's fun. I like it. I think the pacing may turn some people off who want more of an Uncharted feel, because you get into these big hub areas and it's like, well, the mission's over there. I mean, I guess you could just go do the mission, but there's like 10 side missions right here. You should probably do these.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, if you're somebody who's more into, if you wanted to hang out in that experience more after you finished Tomb Raider from 2013,
right,
this is the game for you.
Awesome. Sweet.
I give this game high marks. I will finish it. It is apparently very long. I've heard it's in the 30-hour area.
Oh, wow. Cool. Fabulous.
So, yeah, I'm excited to play more of it.
Awesome. Sweet. Maybe when we get it recorded, too. So
yeah, we should get some video of that.
Get some video of that and play it through. Awesome. But that's going to do it for what you've been playing. I think we're going to go into our topic of the week, which is Black Friday. All them good, sweet, sweet money-saving sales.
Yeah, I funneled some sales at you, so I'll kind of let you just start reading off some of these, and maybe I can shed a little bit of color on them.
Sure, absolutely. First thing I remember that was very interesting was there will be no flash sales on Steam this year, interestingly enough.
I think it's for the best.
Yeah.
There were great stuff to be had on those flash sales.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, the way that people get butt hurt, I think there were just too many people that felt wronged.
Right.
By it in certain ways. Like, well, I wanted to play it. it was only a dollar. I'm not paying three. It was a dollar yesterday. Like, yeah, well, you fucking missed it when it was a dollar.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Suck it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I knew people that would, like, have, like, friends, like, when are you going to be on? Like, so you can, like, buy that for me if it goes, like, they would literally, like, buy each other the gift pack for, you know, like, when something big went on sale. Like, it was funny.
Well, and, you know, like, I'm sorry, if you want to know what was on sale in those flash sales.
Yeah.
Follow them on Twitter.
Yeah, and they'll say it, like,
every hour.
Yeah, every hour, and, yeah, it's like,
or follow Cheap Ass Gamer, or whatever.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, no, the regular sales will still be there, the fall sale, from November 20th to whatever is the fall sale. And
yeah, I think that ends Monday.
And then December whatever to whatever is the...
And Microsoft and Sony are going to have their own, like Microsoft's went up today.
Yeah.
Probably the hottest deal out of this is Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Is $35.99.
Oh, cool.
And that game just came out.
All right.
I'm actually installing... I have EA Access.
Okay,
you're familiar
with
what that is, right? It's a pay
service,
$30 a year,
yeah.
And they give you a bunch of games to play. But also, any other new releases, you can just download them and play them for 8 hours.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So I'm going to try to beat Need for Speed because I heard you can beat it in about 8 hours. So I'm going to try to play the trial and beat that game in about 8 hours.
Just beat the whole thing in 8 hours. And
that's my goal.
Off of the free.
I have aggressive goals,
yeah.
And I'm the kind of person that can achieve them.
That's right. That's good. That's good. So yeah, no Steam Flash daily sales, but the regular sales will be there, so, you know, people's wallets will still be hurting, so, you know, that's how it happens. So,
I don't think I'm going to buy many games this holiday, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably not, so, you know, it's whatevs, you know, we'll see.
I mean, there's part of me, like, if I'm in a Target,
there, right.
I might get Skylanders. But
you do like Skylanders.
I buy every one of them. They're great.
They're good.
But like my thing is that I typically play Skylanders like in the summer because they're already like doing blowout prices because the new one's about to come out.
Sure.
So I get to buy all the toys for super cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, a guy at work had almost every trap.
Yeah.
And the fucking cell phone version of the game that comes with a portal,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of level packs, and it was stuff that GameStop wouldn't take. He went and sold all his stuff.
Oh, wow.
And I got all his traps for $20.
Oh, cool.
Got a fuck ton of traps.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet! I got traps, y'all!
Oh, it's traps. It's good.
Got these traps!
Amazon has got some good deals on USB... USB 3 external hard drives.
Yeah, if you're somebody that's got an Xbox One and you're looking to expand your storage, it sounds like Amazon is really dropping their pants this year.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a Seagate high speed, like 7200 RPM, 2 terabyte external for like $60 today.
Nice. There you go.
And that's a pretty good price for 2 terabytes.
Yeah.
I mean, last Christmas, 500 gigabytes was around $50 to $60.
$50
So that's 4 times the size for that.
Yeah.
But... those external high-capacity drives are selling really well right now because it's a lot of people need them for this shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, I remember when external hard drives used to be, like bigger than a regular hard drive that goes in a computer.
Yeah.
And now they're about, like, the size of a credit card, you know?
Mine's pretty big because I got that 4 terabyte.
Sure, yeah, but, like, it's 1 terabyte ones now are just, like, they're like, thin and tiny.
Yeah.
And, like, I've got 1 terabyte thing that's, like, this big. I need to get a new one, you know, because... that thing's about to... it's sturdy, though, but... it's like,
as someone who is... I don't know where it's on sale or if they're on sale or anything.
Right.
If you're looking for an external drive for an Xbox One, me and my buddy Todd both bought a 4 terabyte Western Digital MyBook.
Whoa.
Last year on Black Friday for, like, $99.
All right.
$100.
Not bad.
$109, something like... it was between $99 to $110.
Right.
We got it from Tiger Direct. And it's been great.
Right.
Like, I have, like, 100 and something games installed on my Xbox One, and I'm using like 22% of my hard drive space. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
I mean, it's, I genuinely don't think I'll ever need anything else.
Nice.
And it's great. It's super easy to hook up external drives to that. Doing the internal drives on PlayStation 4s is pretty damn easy, too.
Yeah.
I threw a 2-terabyte hybrid drive in mine that I got for nothing.
Right.
So I have a, I've got a nice fast hard drive in my PlayStation 4 as well. So there's deals out there on hard drives, y'all.
Yeah.
Get in on that.
There you go. Boom. Yeah. So that's happening. You said you might be buying a TV.
I'm considering a TV. Yeah. I have a TV that has problems that is, that will not cure themselves. it started to blow out HDMI ports and it's got dead pixels in it now, and it's a great TV. It's 73 inch. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But I think it's about time I move on, and it's either going to be now or it's going to be the week before the Super Bowl, because that's when the other best deals of the year are.
Right.
But I've kind of got my eye on a specific TV.
Do you? Because there's a TV that is on sale at Best Buy.
Yep, and that's the one. And
that's the one. The 4K LG 65-inch.
Yeah, it's a 65-inch, 120 hertz LG. It's 4K.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lists for like $1,800. I have for $999.
Yeah.
I was almost dead set on getting a Sharp. Last week, I was staring at a 70-inch 1080p Sharp.
Yeah.
And I was almost gonna buy that thing.
Yeah.
And I have a weird thing. I'll get just a vibe where I'm like, maybe I should go home.
Yeah.
And I just got my truck, went home, and it kind of like dissipated for a little bit, and I was like, maybe I'll wait a little bit.
Right.
I don't know. Because, I mean, if my TV did decide to keel over tomorrow, I do have a backup. It's 42-inch.
True, yeah.
That I've had since college. I mean, it's nothing. It's only 720p, but whatever.
Whatever.
Like, I won't be without a TV.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be a dire situation.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, well, I'm just sitting here in the dark.
Fun fact, that deal, the $99, the $999 deal, you can buy that right now if you're a Best Buy Elite member.
Yeah, if you're a Best Buy Elite member, you can actually buy any of their deals except for Doorbusters right now.
Right now.
And not to shill for Best Buy too much, but if you have their credit card, 24 months, 0% interest.
Yeah, seriously.
That's free money for 2 years. That's
2 years free money.
You got to pay, like, you got to buy a TV, well, a combined purchase of $799 or more.
Right.
So if you buy yourself a nice big TV, or maybe even like an Xbox and a TV, you should be good.
Right.
Or a PlayStation, a TV, or fuck it, a Wii. I don't know.
That's right. Yeah,
I think they still sell those.
They probably still sell. They still sell somewhere, right? You know,
I need that Mario Maker.
I don't know.
I need it.
Let's see. What other? What are the Best Buy deals we got here?
Yeah, we cherry picked some good games, some hot finds.
Yeah, you know, there's also a 40-inch LCD screen. But that comes with an Xbox. Is it an Xbox console or?
Yeah, Xbox One Xbox and One a Lego Movie game
and a Lego Movie game for $500. So
it's a pretty good deal.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah, I mean, if you need a TV and a game system, and that's just like their holiday bundle.
If you're just moving out in the holiday season,
or you're a college student,
right? If you're moving in for whatever, yeah, just get pick that up.
And I know a lot of people that just prefer to play games on smaller TVs.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
you know, like I know that like Call of Duty players, like all the tournament players, play on like 19-inch monitors.
Interesting. Oh, because that's
It's smaller. You can see more. The refresh rate's higher.
Yeah, yeah, and that makes sense. Xbox One and PS4 consoles are $299 across the board.
Yeah, there are people that have better bundles, and we've got a few of them picked in here.
Yeah.
But across the board for this whole week, Xbox One and PlayStation 4 500 gigabyte consoles are $299.
Yeah. Some Best Buy game deals are pretty good here. We got in Best Buy Wolfenstein: The New Order for $15.
Great game.
Bloodborne for $20.
Great game.
Hotel Dawn for $20.
Until Dawn.
Until Dawn. Why did I say Hotel Dawn? I don't
know. Yeah, you were thinking Hotel Dusk Room 213.
It says Until Dawn. That's in Hotel Dawn. I don't know why I did that.
You're thinking that sweet DS game.
I know, right? That sweet, sweet DS game. Until Dawn, $20.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Mortal Kombat X, $20. And Metal Gear Solid 5 and Forza 6 and Splatoon for $35. So
it's a good deal.
It's good deals for those. So yeah, lots of good game deals. Go check out. And again, if you're an Elite member, you can get all those deals before Black Friday. So
speaking of Forza, they do have a bundle that if you were somebody who wanted the Gears of War Ultimate Pack that comes with all the old Gears of War games as downloadables as well that are backwards compatible. And Forza 6, they have a bundle for $65.
Oh, wow.
On the Xbox.
There you go. There you go. Boom. Speaking of Gears of War, Dell is selling the Gears of War Ultimate Edition.
That's the console bundle.
Yeah, the console bundle with Fallout 4 and an extra controller for $300. So
yeah, that's significantly better than the $299 asking price.
Yeah, than the $299 asking price. That's got a lot there if you like all those things.
Yeah, so. I mean, if you're somebody who definitely knows, I'm going to get this, I'm probably going to need an extra controller, and I'm going to get that Fallout, why wouldn't you buy it from Dell?
Yeah. Buy from Dell, because it's right there.
And I bought, believe it or not, my my TV, my Mitsubishi DLP, I bought it from Dell on a Black Friday deal like five years ago.
One can say, dude, get a Dell. So.
Don't get a Dell. But
no, don't get a
buy
Dell.
Something
buy Dell. Something from Dell. Buy something from them. Don't get an actual Dell.
No, their shipping is very good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Good, good to know. GameStop has got Shadows of Mordor for $30. Which is, what was that your game of the year last year, I believe?
I believe it was.
I think it was your
game.
It
was great.
I think, yeah. It was up there. Wolfenstein New Order for $15, and The Old Blood for $10. So,
yeah, The Old Blood, I'm very close to finishing it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the $20 asking price might have been a little rich for it, but that thing on disc for $10, get that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you like The New Order and have already played it, I wouldn't play it instead of The New Order.
Yeah, but
if you've never played The New Order, play The New Order.
Play The New Order, and it's only 15.
Yeah.
So.
Get them both. $25. Come on, it's a fucking deal.
$25 for both those games? Yeah, that's like the price of one game for, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And,
that's
on
sale. Yeah.
If you like shooters the way that shooters used to be,
yeah,
Wolfenstein The New Order's for you.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. Target. This is my deal. This is the deal that I might actually partake in. Target has a Wii U with Smash Brothers and Splatoon for $249.
It's a good deal.
That is a good deal. I've been thinking about a Wii U for quite a bit here because I want me some Mario Maker and I want to play some Bayonetta 2. So, you know. Yeah.
Bayonetta 2 is awesome.
Yeah, and I haven't even played regular Bayonetta, and I know they still have that bundle of Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2. So,
yeah, it comes when you buy Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Bayonetta 2, it comes with Bayonetta.
It comes with Bayonetta, yeah. So. Definitely thinking about that Wii U. That's a strong possibility there. If I'm going to get a game system at all, that's probably what I'll do, because I'm a Nintendo fanboy.
I'm convinced that you want a console that you're just, like, not going to worry about ever being tempted to play.
Exactly. That's what it is. That's really what it is. It's like every now and then I'm going to be like, oh, cool, a game came out, and I can play that. But it's like,
about three times a year you can be reminded you own a console.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Hey, Yoshi's Woolly World.
Awesome.
Look at that.
Yeah, but basically, that's the deal. Disney Infinity and Skylanders for $35 at Target.
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal for them. Is that the game only, or is that, like...
I think Skylanders comes with one character and one vehicle.
Okay.
Or maybe it's one character and two vehicles.
Okay.
And then the Infinity 3.0 Star Wars bundle is three characters.
There you go. All right, cool. Target also has Witcher for $25. That's
a good deal.
That's a good deal. And they also have Destiny, the Mankey King, as you stated.
The Mankey King.
The Mankey King for $35. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you're somebody who's, you know,
if you like
interested
Destiny.
In giving it another go, man, I mean, that's as cheap as I've seen it so far.
Let's give this one more go. Let's see this laugh.
I had the urge to play it
and
just laid down on the ground until that urge subsided.
Like a fire emergency. Like, yep. I need to just lay down here. Oh boy. Okay. Let's see. Call of Duty Ghosts at Toys R Us
for $1
for a buck
for $1.
Was that a misprint or is that like
no?
There's
another game that's $1 too. I think it's like Angry Birds Star Wars for the 3DS is $1.
So if you got a grandchild, oh man,
and you want to give them a violent video game?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Well, you get them the Angry Birds because that's genocide. That game, it's madness.
All the birds will die.
Killing pigs, like with suicide bombers. It's insane. It's madness.
That's how ISIS started.
It's how ISIS started. I hate the pigs. Walmart has got some deals going on. They got the they got PlayStation Plus, $10 for 3 months.
It's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
That's one thing that I've actually been surprised about is that I've checked out ads for pretty much every major retailer, just seeing what everybody had out there.
Yeah.
Typically, you'll see like really good deals on Xbox Live or PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really has good deals this year, and I need PlayStation Plus time, so I'll probably walk into a Best Buy and buy 3 or 4 of those.
Walmart.
Yeah, sorry.
You're
Walmart. Fine.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. 3 months, $10, yeah.
At 3 months, I think those cards are normally $18 for the PlayStation and $25 for the Xbox.
Yeah. It's like $3 a month. Anyway, Final Fantasy X and X2. I didn't know they still sold that game, like, new, but...
They did that collection last year for the PS3.
Yeah.
And then they did the 10-to-10, 10-to bundle for the PS4 earlier this year.
Okay.
So you get your up-res of an up-res on.
Yeah, and you can get that for $15, which is not bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's a game that's still $50 in stores, so
yep.
That's a good deal.
Just mute those voice actors. The worst.
That laughing scene.
It's the worst.
I just wanted to die.
And it drives me insane because they're all good voice actors on there, but they... I don't know if they just told them to act like insufferable morons that don't know what human beings are, but...
There's one guy in that game that's okay.
Who's that?
I think Waka's alright.
Waka, well, that's Marcus Fenix. That's Joe DiMaggio, so that's probably...
He's alright.
He's okay. That's Joe DiMaggio. That's old Marcus Fenix there, so yeah, that's probably why. Far Cry 4, complete edition, at Walmart for $15. So that's...
In the season pass, together for $15. I mean, that Game of the Year edition, Ultimate Edition, whatever, just came out for $60 not long ago. So
right, yeah.
Good deal there.
Good deal for that. Xbox sales, we just kind of looked up there. Kind of the only one we really pointed out was, the Telltale Collection for...
Yeah, Telltale Collection, $36. There's... You get all 5 games that are currently available on the Xbox One.
Yep.
So that is Walking Dead Season 1, Walking Dead Season 2, The Wolf Among Us, Game of Thrones, and Tales from the Borderlands.
Yup.
For $36. Yep. You know, like, Shadow Mordor is on sale, you know, for pretty cheap. I think the regular game is, like, $12 or something.
Right.
And you can get Forza Horizon 2 for $25. That was one of my favorite games last year.
There you go.
So if you're somebody who likes your driving a little bit less simulation-y, and you're one of those people who also is just picking up a console and, you know, want to see what a pretty racing game looks like,
yeah,
that would be the one I would start with, because you can make that game dead easy to drive and just worry about having fun.
Yeah. There you go. There's also an Xbox Black Friday $60 gift code. At all Microsoft stores.
Yeah, if you buy the console for $299, you get a $60 basically currency card for you to be able to use to download stuff. And you also, wasn't there something else in there?
I don't remember, but it's available at all kiosks. That's included.
Yeah.
I don't know what else
was. Oh, there's a Gears code in there.
Oh, it's a Gears code.
But yeah, that's a decent amount of stuff. So if you've got a, like, even the mall kiosk, or a full-fledged Microsoft store, or even online, that deal is worth going. So if you didn't want the, you know, Fallout, this would be an alternative deal to that.
Yeah.
So you could just use that $60 currency card to buy whatever fucking game you want.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's what we got written down here. I mean, it's not super huge this year with deals, but good ones.
This is the first year that they have been, like, dropping their pants price-wise on consoles.
Right, yeah.
Because you gotta think that we're getting close to the halfway point of these consoles.
Yeah.
I do believe that this console cycle will be significantly shorter than the last one.
Okay.
I think 5 years will be when the new ones come out. So we're halfway.
Yeah.
This is really where people are going to start making moves. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fully confident that on Black Friday next year, you'll be able to get an Xbox One or a PS4 for $199.
Yeah, yeah.
With a game.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting very, very close to that point. So really, it's... And there's some good deals on software out there, but really it's more about getting this hardware in people's hands is where everybody's going with this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and the thing I'm curious about when it comes to Black Friday is that LEGO Dimensions has not moved.
Yeah.
That game is, for all intents and purposes so far, kind of a flop.
Yeah.
But so was the original Skylanders before Christmas. And then once all the kids got it,
yeah,
they went nuts. So I'm not going to draw the curtain on that yet, but I think we might be drawing a close to the toys to life genre here.
Right, yeah.
I think Skylanders will be the one that lasts.
Right.
I think LEGO Dimensions, as of right now, will be the one that falls off first.
First off.
And then Disney Infinity. And then Skylanders. Yeah. Just because so many people... Like, this year, like, Activision understood that they were kind of pushing the limits of what they could charge for things.
Sure.
So what they did was they made less figures this year. They did the smart thing and said, well, we'll still get $75 for the starter kit. And there's only 20 toys this year total.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to, like, 40 last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, you know, fucking... There are... Have you been to a Walmart?
Yeah.
There's an entire aisle of Dimension shit.
Dimension, yeah.
It's
yeah.
full. And then yeah. there's half an aisle
yeah.
that's full of Infinity shit.
Infinity, yeah.
And I just think that these people, they're pushing the envelope too far.
Yeah.
This is the... And it's not Activision doing it this time, but this is where you had, like, 4 Guitar Hero games in 1 year.
Yeah.
This is, get it while it's on, boys! Yeah. Let's get it!
Is everybody's... Everybody's invited to the dance, and we're all dancing hardcore.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, we're all grinding. Ringing the dinner bell at the same time.
We're grinding at this party.
Yeah, you know. Somebody turned on an R. Kelly CD, and it got weird.
Yeah, that is. But yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Can't have an episode without a little song. Anyway,
I do like singing on the podcast.
You do like singing on the podcast?
It's how I'm going to launch my career.
It's good. I think so too. I think this is where we're getting picked up.
This is it.
This is where Simon Cowell gets you on the X Factor on his creepy couch.
And I don't know who that is.
He's the. Whatever. He's the British guy who, like, rubs his nips and, like, I don't know. He's a weird fucking dude. I don't know what to tell you about old Simon Cowell.
All right.
He's the American Idol British guy, you know, that guy.
I've never actually seen American Idol.
Old terrible, you know, that guy, but whatever.
Anyway. I do know that there's a dick on that show. Is he the dick?
Well, he was the dick, yeah. He's been off it. And then he started his own show called X Factor, which was the original show that he had over in Britain when he was pulled over to do American Idol and... What the fuck ever. I don't know. Yeah. You know, America's Got Talent. No American judges on that whole panel. Hilarious. Got Canadians. Got, you know, yeah. No.
Is Howard Stern Canadian?
I think he's Canadian, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
No, is Howie Mandel on that? He's Canadian.
Yeah, he's Canadian. Howie Mandel's on
that. I think Howard Stern's American.
Is he? I could have sworn I said there were no judges. I feel like he was Canadian. I want to look that up, but...
America's Got Canadian.
Yeah, America's Got Canadian.
That's what that show's called.
Yeah, you know, that's how that works. But anyway, I think it's our Black Friday episode.
Yeah, this was fun, you guys. Yeah. Go out and get some deals.
Yeah.
And hey, do us a favor. Post on our Facebook page. Let us know what you picked up.
Yeah.
Are there deals that we missed?
Yeah.
You know, let us know what you went out and picked up. And, you know, I'm sure there are going to be other crazy deals that show up on... Amazon, you know, Cyber Monday, you know, all sorts of shit. So the deals are not over yet.
Yeah.
You know, for me, like, it might be TV time.
Yeah. Get a new TV.
If not, I might just break down and buy myself a Kindle.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Gen 1 Kindle is finally done, and that Kindle Fire, I never liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted it.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, I still don't like reading things off LCD screens.
Yeah. Before I got this new sweet little baby for work, I was going to get a new computer this year. But now that I got this, there's less reason for me to do that. So my old computer's still chugging along, you know?
As long as you can still edit our videos, fuck it.
Yeah, it's still chugging along. If something goes wrong, I'll hit up Tiger Direct for a good deal and get another... get another PC to work with, but because Macs are expensive, so
yeah,
and they never go down, so they're beautiful though. can't, especially for graphic design work and whatnot. Not so much for gaming. Mwah, not so much for gaming. It's like, mwah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. I want to end this on a new segment, okay? Because we're going to end all of our episodes on...
Me singing.
No. It's not you singing. I'm going to end it on something I want to call hypothetical question, all right? Where I ask you... or anybody else that's on the podcast, if Nate's ever on or whatever, a hypothetical question.
Okay.
All right? If there was Hoss, this is the hypothetical. I'm going to have music for this. Put the music in. Wait, now.
Is this like the question that I had somebody ask me like a week ago, like, what would you rather fight, a horse-sized duck or 12 duck-sized
horses? 12 duck-sized people? Yeah. It will be like... Well, it won't all be like that. I will throw some of those in.
Okay.
Like what is your answer to that one, though? Because I always say 12 duck-sized people. That's mine for that one.
I heard 12 duck-sized horses.
Oh, 12... Well, yeah. One horse-sized duck and 12 duck-sized horses. I would pick the duck-sized horses, personally. I feel like I could, like, kick them. a lot better.
I feel like they could overtake you pretty easily.
I think I would just be, like, frozen in terror at a horse-sized duck coming at me. I don't know.
Imagine how deep his honk would be.
It'd be horrifying. But, yeah, and you know how they do that whole, like, that wing spread thing they do? Like, God, that would be horrible if that was horse-sized. Good Lord.
All right, what's your question?
Anyway, my question is...
I still think I'm going to fight that horse-sized duck.
I think so, too.
Just because it would be badass to see a horse-sized duck.
If there was any video game that you could base... As we all know, movie-based video games suck. If there's any movie that you could make a video game out of, what would it be, and what's the premise of that game?
Heat.
Okay, boom. And the premise, obviously, would be... a heist.
Cowboy scores.
Cowboy scores. Yeah, there you go.
I don't want someone to make a Heat game.
Right.
But in
this scenario, it's a hypothetical. If you're gun to your head, you have to make a game based off of any movie you want. It's going to be Heat. And
you got to be willing to drop everything and rock and roll in the drop of a hat when you see the Heat coming around the corner.
There you go. Boom. The Heat is on. Whoa.
You said I had to sing it every episode.
Well, I figured I'd join in. I don't know. All right, but that's the Hoss hypothetical.
What's yours?
No, it was me asking you Hoss hypothetical.
Oh.
I don't really have
that
one.
That was too easy.
Yeah, it kind of was. Okay, what's a game mechanic you would have in it? What's a game mechanic you would have in the Heat game?
Well, I think the mechanics are different for both sides because I think you play this game... both ways.
Okay, so you'd be cops and heist?
Yeah, you play it through as the cops, or you play it through as the robbers.
Awesome, yeah.
You know, I think, there's got to be a shakedown mechanic when you're a cop.
Right.
So you got to walk in there and fucking... Alberts! Alberts! Give me all you got! Give me all you got! Don't waste my motherfucking time!
Right? Gotcha.
She's got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
It's good lines, man.
Fuck!
Heat's a good movie.
Pacino in that movie, man. Holy That's shit, good. Let's watch Heat.
Oh, I know. There you go. I like that, though. No. Mine.
We should call this podcast Give Me All You Got.
Give Me All You Got. No, I actually do have an answer now. Because I just watched this movie, and it would be a fantastic video game. Well, it probably wouldn't. It probably wouldn't come out good at all. But if I had to pick it, Nightcrawler. I would do a movie about... I would do a game about Nightcrawler.
Wait, like the...
The Jake Gyllenhaal.
That movie was good.
It was a good movie, right?
Man, that fucking conversation he has with What's Her Nuts?
Yeah!
In that fucking restaurant?
Yeah!
Super goddamn uncomfortable.
Fucking uncomfortable as shit, right?
It's like Mass Effect, except you're both dead-eyeing each other.
God! Yeah, like, what a creepy-ass movie that would be. But you would go around, like, basically it would be like a sort of a sandbox-type game, and you'd go around and, like, try and film, like, it would be a lot like Dead Rising, I would say, but minus the zombies. like things would occur throughout the city, and you'd go and like try to get the film of what's going on, and be like, "Oh, drama, extra stuff," and
well,
and
I mean,
build money. Yeah,
there are like those missions in Grand Theft Auto where it's always like chase these people, get footage.
Yeah, chase these people, get footage. Yeah, the with the paparazzi guy or whatever. Yeah, stuff like that. But
you
like,
end up watching a teen pop star get in the ass.
Yeah, it's like stuff like that.
That happens in GTA 5.
Exactly, it absolutely does. But yeah, do like the whole game like kind of based around that. You buy, upgrade your equipment. Get better stuff.
You get a Dodge Challenger.
Get a Dodge Challenger because that was badass. Like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just up your game. Yeah. Video production news. The game. I'm down with that. So there we go. So that's our hypothetical. I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Give me all you got, Brandon.
Give me all you got. Give me all you got, Hoss. That can't be misconstrued in any way. We'll see you next time.